This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations. Visit www.winterscribbler.com for collections of books, poetry, and graphics by diverse talents of artists and writers around the world.
Hi, guys. I am closing this season with a medley of 6 poems, which were all written between 2014 to 2017. Since it is a medley, I will read it like how a medley of songs will sound like. So let's get into it. You always say that you lack this and you lack that. Yet, you have the sweetest smiles, genuine, innocently addictive. You think that you are incapable of this and you are incapable of that. Yet, you are talented, determined, and elegant. The comfort whenever I am with you, thoughtful, compassionate, your adorable awkwardness. You have been perfect, always perfect with everything. Seeing you with that elegance, with those eyes, with that smile, makes it all challenging. You have won this game. I could not fake it. I could not get rid of it. Exploring you is the start of everything. I had not much interest initially with my rebellions, yet after years of those experiences, you showed me how life works. My mind works in sync with my heart, and my whole body will want to be part of the same. Touching your hands randomly while we chat, intertwine our fingers without any reason, hidden from others under the table or behind benches, while we still talk about everything and nothing. I did not plan all this, would be a lie, as I am suddenly aware or unconscious. My mind harmonizes perfectly with my heart. The gem on your finger might have stopped me from telling you how I feel towards you. The thoughts that I have every time I'm alone in the darkness of my nights and early mornings, the wants and needs that could fill the screams of my breathlessness and faint murmurs of my soul. Fading platinum, lit up from the scorching sky, shadowing the lush greens and careless touches of our digits. Trying to understand this bond we share, the jokes of our friends clashing with our laughter, treading with care with all the questions, the way you talk about your likes, our fingers brushing in need and innocence at every chance we have always been the highlight to my days. All these coincidences and correlations, is there any code I could embed all this as my daily dose? Formulas that could connect the confusions in this friendship. If I knew the code to cheat my way to your heart, this time, would I have the courage to invite you to be part of my dreams? If you guys are wondering why I am closing this season with these poems, it's because of how these are special to me in some way. And also, it is a transition to my new published book. Perfect Everything is specially written because I feel like it is not only meant for that one person I am writing about. In general, it is useful for anyone who feels like they are lacking in areas like looks, talent, personality, or anything, when in fact they have everything in life. They have a perfect body. Doesn't matter the size or weight, a perfect face, and everything that they have, personality that would appeal to those whom they will have chemistry with. We cannot expect that we will fit with everyone in this world. This poem is my way of telling her that she has everything that any woman would want. And also, if she needed a compliment, this is how I am praising her perfect look and personality. The second poem, Grasping I Call Air, is a poem which I wrote right after I told my ex-colleagues who are now my friends about my inclinations and interests towards the same person. This was like a generic self-declaration and I didn't really tell everything in detail. Even one of them was telling me years later that she still thinks that I was kidding.
This podcast is brought to you by Winter Scribbler Publishing, where reality and imagination turn into delicate harmony of scripts and illustrations.
Anatomy, Shades of Platinum, Vena Amoris, and Cheat Code were written around the same time. This was after 4 years of us not seeing each other. I came out with this from my perspectives of how I feel when she is now with someone else. A disclaimer alert, these poems are from my interpretation and how I feel. I have no idea what she feels though, never asked. I decided to name this poem as Anatomy is because of how our friendship is physical. It is like an automatic reflex where I could hold her hand whenever I wanted to and she will normally respond to me positively. Whenever I feel like naturally inclined to intertwine my fingers with her, she does it too with me. So these moments always happen when I know our friends were not looking and we will be out of their sight. Like I mentioned, this happened after she is with someone. So Vena Amoris is how I describe the ring on her finger. I wanted so badly to tell her that time about how I feel, but I know it is now impossible. While I am saying this, I am surprised that actually I have the thoughts about telling her since years ago. Shades of Platinum is basically her hair color during that time. So, and since I have been into HTML coding for quite some time, I love to use codes in my writings. So that is when I decided to use the color code #8B008B. And lastly, cheat code is also again inspired by my interest in HTML coding. So instead of using the word space, I replace it with, you know, short form of a letter N, NBSP, while a header is like a metaphor for the main highlight of my day. When I was writing this book, it was actually inspired by the gorgeous London girl I met at Delhi, India, and the cover page was like a representation of her. And when I was compiling the suitable poems to fit this book, those which I had selected were more of the hi and goodbyes with the ones whom I have met throughout the years. These women who had stolen my heart but they didn't know about it. That is why I am really cautious when I am releasing this podcast, hoping that none of my friends and people I know listen to this. And also, when I was planning these podcast episodes, I didn't realize until now that about 40% of my poems which are published in this book is about one same person, compared to the others, which is maybe like one or two. And this one same person seems to be the one who inspired my second published book called Letters of a Thousand Speeches, which is also a prose poetry, but mixed with like a letter writing.
To purchase a copy of the second edition of Masterpiece in Your Heart, visit Amazon.com or www.winterscribbler.com. For any feedbacks and questions, email us at winterscribbler@gmail.com.
All right, babes. Thank you for listening throughout the season. From the bottom of my heart, I truly appreciate it. I will be taking a break for a moment before releasing Season 2, which will be out by early 2021. I am looking forward for your feedbacks, and if you have anything for me to analyze, like song lyrics and poems related to stories of women who love women, please do send me an email. At the moment, all the best and stay safe. Thank you for listening and see you all next year.